you go any further?
That's right. Where are you now, Bri? What are you doing?
Well, we couldn't go any further because of the Arctic Ocean, Darren. So we're back in Smithers, would you believe, our home away from home, where our shock absorber broke. So we've come all the way back through Alaska, now we're back in Smithers, Canada, which, of course, is the country of the 49th, above the 49th parallel, as they say.
Okay. Now, it's bizarre that we talked today, because last night, out of the blue, I was talking to a guy who I'd never met before at a function, and we started talking about motorbikes, and he has done with his partner the trip through South America, but he got a bike over there, and he wasn't a very experienced rider, hasn't been riding for a long time, and loved it, and has been listening to you every week and reminiscing about the places you've been, because he's known exactly what you're talking about. He's come back to Australia. He was on he did another trip on a BMW, and I said, well, what are you riding now? He's got this Suzuki V-Strom, Brian.
Well, he's down marketed, hasn't he, Darren?
See, that's my bike, Jane. See where I'm coming from?
Yeah. I got it. I was sort of blank there, Brian.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought you were, Jane. No, look, the bike has gone really well. We've had a great time. We've had a great time up in Alaska. Shirley was just reminiscing what a wonderful time we've had. And, of course, we've been up here looking for the Northern Lights. And as you do, as older people, you have to get up in the middle of the night. And I've got to say, Shirley woke me up.
Yes.
To see these beautiful green lights coming across the top of us in Dawson City at 2 o'clock in the morning. It was just magnificent. So anyone who hasn't seen them, and I think there's something in one of the papers today about the Northern Lights at home, but just wonderful, wonderful thing to see.
I've always wanted to see those Northern Lights, but you have to be right up, like, past the Arctic Circle or something, don't you?
Well, that's true. That was my thoughts too, Jane, but we were actually in Dawson City, which is a little south of the Arctic Circle in Canada, and we travelled across a road which is known as the Top of the World Road, and it runs right along a ridge. It's all dirt, and then you wind your way down to the Yukon River, which is a massive, fast-flowing river that ices up in wintertime. It gets so cold up there, you're talking minus 60 degrees.
Ooh.
They actually drive their cars across the Yukon River in the wintertime, which is really hard to believe when you see how fast it flows. But Dawson City is a frontier town where they have some strange habits. And one of them is drinking a concoction which is a Yukon whiskey with a severed toe in it.
Oh, what?
Severed toe of what?
From who?
A human severed toe.
No. Where do you get one of those from, rather than a garnish of mint?
You would be surprised. People who have had accidents actually send their toes so that they always have a toe there for people to partake of this
concoction.
Yucky. Now, Brian, when do you get back? What are you doing? Someone asked me, when do you stop this trip that you've been on?
Darren, we're heading down towards Jasper and Banff into the beautiful national parks now in Canada, and the Glacier National Park, which has got glaciers on either side. And we've had our fair share of glaciers up here, and they are just magnificent to see the blues and the whites that come from them. Right down beside the road as you come down through Valdez and places like that. So we're heading that way, and then we're heading to the east coast of America or Canada, shipping to Europe, and then attempting to get visas for Libya and Egypt and go down through Africa.
Whoa! We might never see you again. you'll be away for 2 years.
You will, Kate.
Oh,
God,
jealous.
We hope to be back in March next year, and all going well. I think we're on track. But we did bump into another Australian couple, Ron and Viv Moon. You might have heard of them. They're great four-wheel drivers, and they've four-wheel drive right through Africa. So we've picked up some tips from Ron and Viv. They're Melbourne people. It's been great. Really good to talk to them. We're getting ready for that, and as you can imagine, the visa processes and the applications to register the bike with an Egyptian registration plate and all the rest of it takes a fair bit of red tape. So we'll have to start that process pretty soon, Darren and Jane and James. So that's where we're at. We've got a beautiful day here, I've got to say, wonderful weather, and we travelled down via the what they call the Sea Highway through the inland.